my fellow Americans. Let us go to the map again.
I realize that it is difficult to communicate across the Gulf of 5 years of war. But the time has come to end this war.
These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier
there is one area,
and the sunshine
however,
patriot
immediately
will,
above
in this crisis,
Paris
shrink from the surface of his country.
Today is an anniversary, but not especially a happy one.
Man and woman.
Tonight,
tyranny
and South
like hell is not easily conquered.
Students at Kent State University marked the fifth anniversary of the deaths of four students in a rally today. It was 5 years ago today that Ohio National Guard troops moved against student demonstrators who were protesting the U.S. invasion of Cambodia. Four students died in a barrage of gunfire from the troops.
These bums, you know.
A new nation.
These bums, you know.
The Woodstock.
These bums, you know. Great universities. These bums, you know. Bums, you know. Bums, 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 you know. Find themselves under attack from the world's most powerful nation, the United States of America. Here is Kent State.
There was a rally scheduled for noon today. So around noon, there's this large commons area. It's kind of a big field with slopes on three sides where the rally was supposed to be. Now that commons is right adjacent to the ROTC building that burned down.
The event was observed over the weekend with a variety of small rallies and meetings, culminating today with a large rally on the campus commons, attended by former Senator Eugene McCarthy and Sister Elizabeth McAllister.
People to disperse, and people didn't disperse, and stood there and started yelling on strike and things like that. And then finally they opened up with tear gas, and the people moved from the commons up the hills on all sides.
Hello, this is Peggy Lee. When you see today's National Guardsmen on the street, in church, at a PTA meeting, anywhere, you see a neighbor or a friend or an employee. But look again and you see a man who has voluntarily taken on a tough, demanding assignment, the assignment of protecting the peace. Get behind the guard in your community.
Getting in front of them could be fatal.
This year, the anniversary marked a time for as much rejoicing as sorrow by the students. The end of the war in Vietnam, the object of that fateful day of protest 5 years ago, prompted chants of Ho Chi Minh.
I realize that it is difficult to communicate across the Gulf of 5 years of war.
The NLF has won again.
I want to know what the facts are. I've asked for the facts, and when I get them, I'll have something to say about it. But I do know that when you do have a situation of a crowd throwing rocks, and the National Guard is called in.
Watch it.
And the National Guard is called in.
Make no mistake, the deaths of Allison, Sandra, Jeffrey, and Beal were murders, and that's just the way it is.
You know, you see these bums, you know,
expanding the war.
These bums, you know, bums, you know, bums, bums.
Stop. She resented being called a bum because she disagreed with someone else's opinion. She felt that war in Cambodia was wrong. Is this dissent a crime? Is this a reason for killing her? Have we come to such a state in this country that a young girl has to be shot because she disagrees deeply with the actions of her government? Can Congress find out why our children can't express themselves?
That's KNAC Earth News. This is Blue.